Rick Adelman and the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're talking, and I never would have seen that coming. Tom Martin, guys, from Columbia, Missouri, and I'm just kind of stunned by this, to be honest. This was not something I envisioned when the rumors started earlier in the offseason about Rick possibly discussing contract terms with Minnesota, talking about coaching their team. I didn't think so, just because Rick's ideal situation to me, at his age, he's 65, he's 945 wins strong. His ideal situation would be to go to a championship contender. I pegged him with LA or anyone else with available coaching vacancies that had a chance to go and get a title very soon. Now it's Minnesota, and this is a team that is a long way off. It is the longest of long hauls as far as NBA coaching hires are concerned. They've got poor management. They got a terrible front office. I'll put it out there right now. David Kahn has not done anything good. Rarely has he done something good in the past few years. You know, he brought in Ricky Rubio, brought in Derek Williams. Great. They're going to have to prove themselves. They're going to have to prove that, you know, they can play much better than people expect them to. And now you have the question of, well, what sense does this make for Rick? And better yet, what does this mean happened in Houston? Why leave the Houston Rockets? Why separate from Houston to go coach in Minnesota? If he still wanted to coach, why not coach a team that's much, much better? Well, who do you point to? Daryl Morey and Les Alexander, it seems like. There's no definite information about, you know, what really transpired, I guess, in Houston. Both the assumed agreements, or disagreements, sorry, stemmed from both a philosophy on statistics. Daryl Morey, obviously a big advanced stats guy, and Adelman, as you can guess, is more old school, it seems like. And that, and then also the desire not to play young talent that Morey brought in on Adelman's part. He didn't want to play Terrence Williams or Hashim Thabeet because, frankly, they weren't going to help him win now. That's his mentality. He's a win-now coach. So why go to Minnesota where you won't win now for quite a while? And if he does, by the way, that's Hall of Fame cemented. If it hasn't been already, that should get him his own corner. Turning around the Minnesota Timberwolves at age 65. Oh my, would that be a resume definer, sadly. It tells you the state of Minnesota right now. But let's think about it. What went wrong in Houston? What really went wrong? Adelman still wants to coach. Adelman still could put up with young players. Why not Houston's? How bad was that relationship between Daryl Morey, Les Alexander, and Adelman? Now it's just a huge cluster whatever. Figuring out, was this the right move, getting rid of Adelman? Because now it sounds like getting rid of as opposed to he chose to leave. We don't know for sure. Maybe Jerome Solomon was right. Maybe Alexander and Morey did run him out of town. Who knows? Because if they did, that's a risky, risky move. Adelman's a very good coach, one of the best ever, probably. Kevin McHale is not. I'm optimistic about McHale. He's done well so far, but he's not even close to the coach that Adelman is. And you know, this relationship thing between the front office and the coach, that was also a big deal. This relationship, as I said earlier, had better mesh like friggin' championships shorts. This had better mesh like a lacrosse penny. This thing had better be spot on perfect and translate to wins. Or else what are you doing? But no definite answers are going to come out very soon. You're going to have to wait and see if anything trickles out about the downfall of the Adelman and Houston partnership. But for now, and until Adelman makes a decision, you know, he's a very competitive guy. I could see that. From this standpoint, I could see him wanting to keep coaching. It's just the situation doesn't make sense, and now you have to wonder what exactly went down in Houston that made the Rockets lose one of the better coaches of all time. And you hate to put pressure on a team coming off a lockout, a shortened off season with a new coach and all the youth that Houston has, but hey, if you're going to make a change like this and you're going to see Adelman go out and just get a different stint, assuming he does, it's very, very pressure inviting. Houston won't have to win now. No one expects them to. But at the same time, we're going to want to see development. We'll want to see something positive. So until this all happens, we still need to get an NBA season back. Just speculation, just talk, but I thought I'd address it for now. So keep reading, guys. Keep following along. We're going to have some new developments for the blog pretty soon. But hopefully, again, NBA season, that's our number one priority. Without it, we're not really sure what to do.